Call Radio Time. Today it's from Sunnyside in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter, his officer, with Gary Pearl, Chris Henderson, and those guests, Les Paul, Joe Fisco, and the Andrews sisters. And here's one of the Crosby brothers.
Which one?
Boom.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah.
A bright one. I know my own name, don't I? Howbeit, the Gary Pearl's fresh from the triumphal engagement in Las Vegas, where they broke even, are back in the fold. And ready to work. We're granting what we think is a bright opener entitled Uncle Remus Ford. We're going to come in large, I think.
Uncle Remus, Uncle Remus, Uncle Remus, gather round me, little children, before you go to bed. Just give me your attention. Hear what I've got to say, and I'll tell you how the animals got that way. The leopard's fatty, that's his diet, from eating too much pork or salad. His mama dreamed of poultry diet, and that's how the leopard got his fat. What's my uncle in a fall?
For the information shop, I doubt if Uncle Remus could tell how the 1201 got that way. They didn't have radios then.
Well, of course, Uncle Remus wouldn't need to know anything about radios to play the 1201. It's such a strength, even a 5-year-old child can play it. Don't you think Uncle Remus would be interested in the easiest way to play records ever invented?
So could he slide a platter of corn, tone in, and play it automatically?
Well, naturally, if the song were to each his tone.
If I had an old platter of Frank Sinatra's handy, I'd drape it over your ear.
You can pick any platter you like, Bing. My point is that if you think to play any kind of platter on the 1201, 10 inch, 12 inch, makes no difference. The 1201 adjusts itself automatically to either size record. Now do you see why I'd be the same? You can play the call though I'm blindfolded.
But could you be blindfolded and still finish this commercial before it's time for the little children to go to bed?
Yes. It does take a few seconds for so-called dealer to demonstrate that the 1201 is the easiest radio phonograph in the world to spin records on. No needles to change, no fussing with lids, controls, or phone arms. Try out the 1201 tomorrow. It's the most original radio invention of the year from Philco, the leader.
The clock flies now before the program has already started introducing our guest, the first of whom is Les Paul. What Les does to a guitar is, I imagine, exactly what a guitar likes to have done to it. Some time ago, Les and his group collaborated with me on a record, and we would like to do it now in person, so to speak. Shall we not have got to get me somebody to love, Les? Could make the thing fast, wouldn't it?
I got to get me somebody to love. I got to find the new child and nothing for me. One who rides by my side. And in glory, I got my heart, got a silver saddle, but there's one thing I keep thinking of. Night's a lie. On the prairie, to get me and love. We have a moonshine so bright up above. I got to get me somebody to love. Please, I'll consider it fine.
Yeah, but there's a spotlight of film and that runs into money in it.
Ah, Joe, here now.
And besides that, I take the car back at the race track.
Well, you're horsing the track a little early. Don't tell me your horse has come in already.
My horse has not come in, but I couldn't wait for years.
I think you've forgotten, Joe, that I sold my horses. Anyhow, you doing all right at 20 meters? How are you making out?
Well, son of me, I lose 200, and two grand went to yard in my hand, but this afternoon I had a big day. I lose $300.
Well, at that rate, you gotta give up betting on horses.
I can't.
Why not?
Well, it's my bread and butter. It's my living.
Anyway, Joe, tell me what I think I'm going to do. I think I'll lend you that $20.
Okay, it's your funeral.
All right, let's go on. There's 10, there's 5 over there, 15, 16, 17, 18. And I'm only got $19, Joe. I'll have to owe you a dollar.
That's okay. I thought you weren't leaving town, are you? You're alive.
I'm here, Joe. By the way, Joe, somebody told me you used to do a vaudeville act with four chickens.
Yeah, I didn't like it, four chickens.
Good act?
Oh, they laid them in the aisle.
I see what
you did. I sold three of the hens.
You did?
I just got through the one hen.
What kind of stuff did you
do? There are some crazy. Mm-hmm. You stop the show every night.
What? How did you work?
You jump up a table on one leg.
Oh, yeah.
And back on the table with the one leg, and did a back somersault with the one leg, and a front somersault with the one leg.
Yeah. Oh, it's kind of handy when I was pushed with one leg.
Yeah, but on things that you give them both, something happened.
What time did you ate the ass?
No, I ate the leg the chicken didn't use. So long, Ben.
That's a full of what's the matter? What happened?
Richard wouldn't open the door.
I thought Richard. Looks like Richard's rolled up for the winter, doesn't it? Now to get on with strange music, we only call upon a young man who plays the piano, using only the fingers of his two hands. He steps to the ballroom now, takes his mittens off, while they dangle from the string around his neck, he removes the handkerchief which is pinned to his gray purple blouse. Wipes his brow and takes his seat. He's not to skip anything about to blow the very thought of you. That was as bright and shiny as the copper tips on the toes of the sea. Now to get to some other old friends and talented crew, Hickel rolls out the plush carpet for the Andrew sisters, Potter, Maxine, and Laverne.
Oh, you're looking now.
Pardon me, I didn't mean to stall.
Oh, no, it only means that you look so healthy and running.
I've been out in the open air. I was bear hunting this weekend.
Any luck?
Got away from four bears. Did pretty good in the fowl department, though, until I had a little trouble with my bird dog.
What was the trouble?
I caught him taking a bribe from a pheasant.
Jane, that sounds incredible.
Well, if you don't believe me, that's Chubby John who was calling my powder horn.
Who aren't you, Chubby John?
It's the biggest liar in Hollywood.
Right. Hey, I believe you could make a great point.
Yes, he is. Anyhow, girls, supposing we all go into a huddle and come up with a tune for our small but select radio audience.
Well, shall we do a new one or one we've done together before?
I'm just trying to go into the swing with an oldie. First, how about South America Take It Away?
Oh, that isn't such an old tune.
I know, but it led a very fast life.
Oh.
South America, John.
We're in the land of the hot dog stand. We are Bombana and the good humor man. We think our South American neighbors are grand. We love them to beat the band.
South America, bubbly, bubbly, right there, bubbly. One thing that you can do, right there, you can do. Beautiful.
Take back your family. I'm your Umba, I'm your Mango. I can't keep moving on at that way any longer. I may be laughing right in the middle of the song. Right, but all the things you've been breaking, you've been breaking, you've been breaking, you've been breaking.
Take a back, find out a back. There's a place to start in the back of my car to roll a rock. I got my bumps now, I'm going on a high roof from the high
Incidentally, I think I ought to tell our audience that we're out here in Hollywood working in the Road to Rio. A very clever picture which is being produced by Bob Hope.
Well, Bob is a pretty tough producer, but we all three finally got in the picture.
Well, certainly, it's got to be the 350.
No, that isn't the way Bob figured it, first. He just wanted one of us, but singing very loud. But you're in the picture, Ben.
Well, I am now, but I'm 52nd choice as far as Hope is concerned. You know, he tried to get one of my kids.
I guess why?
Lindsay, the one that hasn't learned to count money yet.
Oh, but Ben,
it's a back and forth. They couldn't get together.
Ben, that's a big
musical. It cost Bob a lot of money to produce it.
Get over it.
Yeah.
You know the part in the picture where Hope and I get lost in the jungle? Well, the jungle is out. He's shooting that scene in Colonna's mustache. He's even saving all the little pieces of film that are being cut out of the picture.
Well, what's he going to do with all those scraps of celluloid?
He's going to have them smoked and sell them on street corners during the next report. Anyhow, girls, Bob has given us permission to show a preview of one of our numbers in Road to Rio. Strong call, you don't have to know the language. This scene could ultimately be a mile smash, and I think you'd describe as John, the poet Bert, and James Highflyer Van Heusen have included much valuable advice to travelers for literature. What is the musical debit to this show? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, Jane,
on our Miss Andy, that's to be the liberation of your farm among the trees, of green and wobble and whistle, and your language always means a book. That's it.
And this?
The Pontina.
Is Amiga. Now we know.
Now we know. So you can't understand what they're saying, or you can't read the sign that you see, but you don't have to know the language. It's a moon and you shine a girl in your arms, I'm looking around. You stop at the coast of Cabana, the sugar loaf mountain and dew.
All the words on the menu mean nothing. You don't have to know what to do, but you don't have to know the language. With the moon and the sun, a girl in your arms, while I'm looking around. You smile your way, what more would you want anyone to say? Well, you find your style. You don't have to make enough long to say why.
You bring back a bit of old school. So you can't understand what you're saying. You need an interpreter still.
But you don't have to know the language.
With the moon in the sky.
And the girl in your eyes.
And the look in your eyes.
Oh, no, you don't have to know the language. If you don't want to say goodbye.
I'm the girl in your eyes.
It's the look in your eyes.
You don't have to know, you don't have to know. The language isn't necessary, because the meaning doesn't bother if you want to try to say. The language isn't necessary. When she smiles, you're
thank
Thank you very much. I only hope we do it as well on the set as Road to Rio tomorrow. If we don't, hope we spend it all in the summer and make you say I have a bad, bad boy club back.
Okay, any time you take the Road to Rio, take along that sensational new social portable. It's great company on the road anywhere, and you don't have to know the language to enjoy the world of radio entertainment it brings you wherever you go. Mighty handy for travel, too. It uses the same type tubes as the Army's walkie-talkie. The same kind of circuit circle used for field communications equipment. So, it's smaller and more compact. And what a powerhouse for reception. Get your stations that are hard to tune in even on big sets. Plays on trains, plays on planes. Requires no special aerial of any kind. And when you hear that rich tone, you'll forget all your previous ideas about portable radio performance once you listen to this new streamlined filter. And you're getting two radios in one. A home radio you can plug into the house current, plus a lightweight portable that plays on its own long-life battery. It's brand new all the way through. And it's a filter, famous for quality the world over.
Chip Emerson joins me now from Philadelphia. Why do the stars adore you? Although they're lonesome for you, they give you the sky. By the way, so would I. Think how the raindrops miss you. They hurry down to kiss you and hope for a sky. By the way, so would I try to imitate your smile. And you could have heard my heart, for it come to mind. The wise old owl is screaming, he overheard you dreaming. He won't cry, win or lose, be or die. And by the way, so would I. Fabulous Dorsey, the musical picture concerning the lives of Terrible Tom and Jumping Jim Dorsey, is having its world premiere in Philadelphia this week. Al Jolson will be our guest next week, and you should barber a few ballads, old and new, for your approval. Anyhow, I want to thank the Andrews sisters and Les Paul for appearing with me this evening. And Joseph, so Joe, thank you for dropping in too.
You needed me.
As always, good night.
Produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in to Coco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, Don Scott Stallion, his orchestra, the Jerry Pierce, Dick Henderson, Teddy Lee, and Bing's guest, the one and only Al Jolson. And remember, only Coco makes the 1201. It's the newest invention in radio from Coco, the leader.